the Rebel Room after week one of the college football season. We're going to try to come to you every week here. Just might be a little bit of a shakeup in the lineup, but today you're stuck with me. I'm Case Kiefer alongside Mike Grimala, and I say stuck with me because I know I have the reputation as the negative one on this show for almost a decade running strong now, but good news, I don't think there's much you can be negative on out of UNLV's season opening 56-23 win over Southern Utah. Most of what you wanted to see, you saw Saturday night at Sam Boyd Stadium. Mostly positive takeaways, right, Mike?
Yeah. The defense, which was the thing I was most looking toward in week one, it's tough to gauge because of the opponent. And, you know, obviously that they Southern Utah couldn't do much. There wasn't much of a threat offensively, but UNLV did what you want them to do on defense. They the first team defense held them to 7 points. They got some sacks. They made some big plays behind the line of scrimmage. That was good. Offense, you saw UNLV just run the ball at will. Armani Rogers broke a long run, completed a couple passes, and I mean, that's it. And that's enough to beat a team like that by 30 points.
Yeah, Charles Williams also a great week one effort. So, yeah, I mean, there's just not much you can argue about. UNLV explodes in the second quarter, and it was kind of a laugher from there. And it's just important to note every time there's a game like this that it's not always been this way against these FCS teams.
Yeah, and that's sort of what impressed me, maybe more so than any of the statistics, was the fact that UNLV came out, and they were shaky early on. The first two drives went 3 and out. Rogers was 1 of 4. He threw a ball that should have been intercepted. And they looked shaky. And you look up with 5 minutes left in the first quarter, and it's 0-0. And you know everyone in the stadium is thinking, like, oh, is this a here-we-go-again situation? Is this another Howard? But UNLV, they bounced back. The defense kept Southern Utah off the board, gave the offense long enough to get their act together, and they scored 5 touchdown drives in a row, and that was it. So the fact that, you know, they kind of let Southern Utah hang around for the first quarter, but didn't panic, didn't fall into that trap. They just got it together, said, hey, we can score 50 on this team. Let's do that right now. And they went out and did it. So that made the mentality played with a little more confidence and than maybe we've seen in some other situations like that. So that was impressive to me.
And you mentioned eventually we got to see a lot of the second string in. A lot of guys got playing time down the stretch as UNLV was up big. I will say the talking point out of this game seems a lot to me like the one going into it, though. You tweeted out that Armani Rogers touchdown run. It excited a lot of people. You know, I saw some responses that this team's going to go as far as Armani Rogers can take them. As long as this guy stays healthy, they're going to be great, which we've been seeing all offseason. That being said, we know the guy has some injury risk just inherent in the way he plays. We did get to see his backup, Kenyon Oblad, for the longest sustained stretch, I think, of his career. I think he only threw a couple passes last year. Not exactly a stat line that's popping off the page, but any takeaways from Kenyon Oblad? As I think of all the backups, that's the one that we need to fixate on.
No, he looked good. He completed his first 7 passes. Then he threw a couple more that were good, but they just weren't able to complete. And I think he finished, 7 of 11. But yeah, some good passes. He threw even one ball. It was a deep out route for, you know, 17, 18 yards. It might have been his first or second completion. And he completed that ball. He zipped it on a line, in rhythm, on time, on target. And I said to myself, like, I don't think Armani can make that pass. Now, obviously, Armani does a ton of other things that Kenyon Oblad can't do. And that's why Armani's a starter and he's the better player for now. But yeah, Kenyon Oblad brings some stuff to the table that, you know, could give the offense a different look if he were to be called upon for a couple games here or there. He looked good. The second string, they got their entire, like, defensive line was rotating throughout the game. That was a big thing for Tony Sanchez. Before the season, he harped on the fact that they do have depth on the defensive side now. So that was good to see. They've got depth at linebacker. Farrell Hester and Vic Veramontes were substituting for each other. They played into the fourth quarter. So, yeah, it's good. I don't know if this game moves the needle for anyone, whether you predicted them to win 4 games or 5 games or 7 games this year. I'm not sure this is a result that I think no matter what you predicted for UNLV this year, you had a big win in week one sort of baked into it. So I don't think it really moves the needle either way. But you checked off all your boxes, and that's a good thing for you. You'll be heading into a much bigger, a much more of a must-win game here in week two against Arkansas State.
Yeah, I totally agree. I think you're right. And just last thing before we jump past this game, since you mentioned it, and I think that it's the other talking point. You mentioned Hester and Viramontes, or however I say his name, switching in and out. I know there's been a microscope under that linebacking group, especially in this game. Did one look more impressive than the other, or how would you break down their performance?
Farrell Hester had a couple nice plays where he got up into the line of scrimmage and, you know, stopped a couple of running plays. Viramontes, there weren't a lot of situations where he could contribute. I think he mostly played on passing downs. I don't think he registered at a tackle or an official stat. So it was one of those games where the ball didn't really come to him. So we didn't get to see that matchup play out. Arkansas State maybe will put up more of a, not maybe, I think they definitely will put up more of a challenge. The Arkansas State offense, they throw the ball a little bit, they can run it. UNLV defense will be tested more this week, so maybe that linebacker situation will be, we'll get a better sense of it. And also Gabe McCoy returns as your outside linebacker, defensive end, rush the passer kind of position. So they get him. He's one of their best defensive players. It should be a good test early in the season to see if this defense is for real and what we saw against Southern Utah is sustainable, or if it was just a case of going up against a bad team.
Right. I think are in agreement. We're going to learn a lot more about UNLV Saturday night, 7 p.m. Arkansas State coming to town. Looks like a pretty even matchup. I know this is a game UNLV probably should have won last year at Arkansas State. Still, not one team is, you know, leaps and bounds above the other. This was one you had to have if you were looking at the schedule at the beginning of the season. It's still one you have to have, and I think it's going to be our first real glimpse at what the Rebels could be this year.
Yeah, it's a team that, you know, UNLV played close with last year. It's a team that's willing to put the ball in the air. I think they attempted 50 passes in week one. They're going to throw the ball around. They'll spread it out. That's something that's given UNLV problems, you know, defending the pass in space down the field. But I do think this is a game where if it's close, I want to see Armani Rogers win it, which is something he didn't do at Arkansas State last year. He's done it a couple times in his career, most notably, obviously, the finale against UNR last year where he won it single-handedly almost. But against Arkansas State, they were down by 7 in the fourth quarter, and I think he went like 1 of 8 in that quarter. They had a final drive with a couple minutes left where they had a chance to go down and tie it, and it was 4 straight incomplete passes. So if it's a close game and UNLV has a chance to win it, it's time for Armani. If you're going to make a bowl game, it's got to be because your quarterback is winning you those games. So a big game for him personally this week. I would like to see him respond and see if he can, in the passing game and in the running game, if he can do something to lift up the team. And if other aspects of the team, if the defense isn't playing well, if the running game is getting stifled a little bit, can he make up the difference just with his, you know, talent? So that's what I'm looking for. It's a big game for Armani in my mind.
Yeah, I agree. It should be a fun one, entertaining at the very least. I think that you would project there to be a lot of points. Looks like the total right now is 64.5. And Arkansas State kind of under a quarterback that's looking to prove himself as well after Justin Hansen was there for so many years. Logan Bonner takes over now. You mentioned he threw 50 times, 4 touchdowns against SMU. Looking back on that game on Saturday, looks like Arkansas State played pretty well. Really, the difference was they had 3 turnovers, which is hard to overcome, only a -2 turnover margin against SMU. But it looked like they were pretty much what you expected, too. One of the Sun Belt's most consistent programs against a UNLV team that, you know, this should be a year they were working towards. So that would be my prediction, I guess, points. I think it's going to go back and forth, and I think, like you said, Armani is likely to be thrown into that scenario of having a chance to win it.
Yeah, and you mentioned turnovers. It's interesting. Turnovers cost UNLV this game at Arkansas State last year. Armani threw multiple interceptions. UNLV muffed a punt that led directly to a touchdown. So watch the return game, watch the punt returns, watch the kick returns. UNLV has always been sloppy in that area. It's one thing, you know, Tony Sanchez, he's focused a lot on building up defensive depth. He's built a good offensive line. One thing they've really has been out of their reach and they haven't been able to solve is the special teams. And that's going to be under a microscope this week. Can UNLV get through a game without making a special teams miscue? You saw them take an intentional, unintentional safety towards the end against Southern Utah, which was a just total breakdown in special teams. Those kind of mistakes will kill you in a game that's supposed to be close, that you pretty much have to win in order to make it to a bowl game at the end of the year. So little things, turnovers, special teams, all that's going to come into play. And then at the end, can Armani, you know, get you across the finish line? In terms of must win, like you don't, if they lose this game, it's, I know it's only week two. Are you writing them off? Like, are you just writing them off for a bowl game? I think pretty much everyone who has them going to a bowl has them winning this game, right?
Yeah, I think writing off would be a little harsh, but I mean, it increases the odds significantly, especially with, you know, it's 1 week, and we always say don't overreact to 1 week, but we got to be able to have some talking points to draw some conclusions. In the Mountain West, a lot of these teams looked improved. It didn't. UNLV wasn't the only one that made an impression week one. A lot of teams did it against tougher competition. Would the Mountain West pull off either three or four upsets and were close in another one? So that doesn't bode well for UNLV's long-term prospects. So they're a big underdog, I think, if they lose this game.
Yeah, you just look at the schedule. It's after this game, it's at Northwestern for UNLV. That'll be a tough one. Then it's at Wyoming, which, you know, Missouri just went up there and lost. Then it's home against Boise State, and Boise State just won, you know, at Florida State in a true road game. So, yeah, if you don't win this game, you're under 500 like that. Just in the blink of an eye, you're going to be under 500. So, yeah, this is a pretty – you've got to get it. If there are any stops to be pulled out, I would expect Tony Sanchez to pull out all the stops for this game.
Maybe the one position group we haven't touched on that I think is going to really be tested or a big – might determine this game is UNLV's secondary. What really pops off the page from Arkansas State's box score, Omar Bayless, who was a big receiver for them last year, had 4 touchdowns, 10 catches for 132 yards. I know every single year you kind of grit your teeth and hope for the best when it comes to UNLV's cornerbacks, but are they up for a challenge like this? Arkansas State also had another kid, Brandon Bowling, not as established, but he had 12 catches in the game. So, I mean, they have some talent out wide, and it's going to fall to UNLV to stop them.
Yeah, Tony Sanchez said that in his press conference. He said it's this week is probably going to be a battle of the wide receivers, and how, you know, can UNLV contain them and limit their playmaking. I mean, I'm skeptical. It's UNLV secondary. They have trouble there from year to year. It's not an athletic crew. It's a crew that, you know, you just need them to be in the right place and play smart and be where you're supposed to be and take good angles. And UNLV secondary is kind of a let him make the catch and bring him down on the spot and hope that we'll get enough stops that way eventually to give our offense a chance to win the game. Is that going to work against a team that has a sophisticated pass offense that's used to throwing it 50 times, that can do that and be productive and move the chains throwing the ball? Last year, Arkansas State pretty much had their way with them through the air. Even though they were playing in a pouring rain, Arkansas State moved the ball through the air. That's what they did. They spread it out. They completed the passes. I think the quarterback threw 4 touchdowns. They're comfortable playing a game that way. I don't think UNLV is comfortable playing that way offensively or defensively. I think your best bet for UNLV, run the ball 45 times like you did against Southern Utah. Run for 350 yards. Control the clock. Make Arkansas State have to catch up. If they're going to pass it, at least put them in passing situations where you know what's coming and you can sort of tailor your defense that way. Playing straight up, I don't think UNLV secondary can match up with them.
All right, well, that will be something to watch. Again, just one game, but Arkansas State's rush defense did look pretty good against SMU. I know SMU runs such a fast pace that they ran a whole bunch of plays, 45 rushing attempts, only 148 yards. They did get the win, but in Arkansas State, it looks like most of their experience is back on defense. So, I don't know. I would just stress that this one, as good as it may look on paper, it's really tough for a team to come out to the Pacific time zone. They're playing, 9 o'clock, I guess. They're in the Central, their body time, in the heat. A lot sets up for UNLV, but this isn't a bad team at all, and I'd be pretty shocked if this wasn't a close game.
The last time I looked at the line, UNLV was now favored. Is that right?
I think it opened a pick. UNLV up to as high as 2.5.
That's for UNLV. That's, you're pretty much expected to. I mean, the rule of thumb is 3 points for a home team. So you're pretty much even. But I mean, if it's an even toss up and you're at home, I mean, that makes you the team that's expected to win. So kind of a unusual situation for UNLV where they're expected to be 2-0 at this time next week.
Yeah, probably the closest game of the year on paper. That can change, of course. But so this is one UNLV has to have.
Armani's got to get it for you. He's fourth year in the program, third year as a starter. This is the game. If you groom a quarterback to be a star, like, this is the game I want you to get.
For sure. I think you've nailed it. It's going to come down to Armani Rodgers, and does he have a chance to win it? Can he do it? Can UNLV establish that run game, which is going to be a lot of Armani Rodgers? And I don't know, which way are you leaning right now as we sign off? If I have to make you make a prediction on Monday, I won't hold you to it, but what do you think?
I will take UNLV. I'll flip a coin and say that if they can get through this game with no special teams mistakes, with no horrible turnovers on special teams, they can win this game. I think they will. I think they'll win a close game. I think Armani makes the plays down the stretch, and they play a mistake-free game, and they'll win.
Yeah, I mean, last year, UNLV, aside from mistakes, should have had Arkansas State beat. Arkansas State, I feel like, had a better team last year. Maybe I'm just drinking the Kool-Aid too much from blowing out Southern Utah, but I think UNLV is a better team this year. Getting them at home, it just seems like everything is put in their favor. I think UNLV pulls this one out by about a touchdown, and we see another big day from Armani Rodgers.
Yeah, that would probably be somewhere in line, you know, 4 to 7 points, something like that. I'd rather have UNLV's would you rather have UNLV's offense out there down by 3 points at the end of the game, or the UNLV defense out there up by 3 points at the end of the game?
No question, the offense.
I think I would take the offense and trust Armani.
I think you're leaning that way probably 75% of the time on college football anyway, but in this case, it is like anyone that says the defense, I'm laughing at. Maybe the defense will end up being great. We have not seen enough yet to want them on the field trying to hold that lead at the end.
I feel like if you took a poll, most UNLV fans would agree. They would, even if you gave them a lead, they would not want the defense out there to protect it. They want the offense with a chance to win it. If it comes down to that, then Armani, you know, can he come through like he did against UNR and New Mexico the year before?
All right, well, that is 7 p.m. on Saturday. UNLV, Arkansas State. Feels like a really important one. We'll be back on the Rebel Room next week to break down how it goes. We'll see if Armani Rodgers can win this one. That's really the theme.
On a Rebel Room without Ray Brewer, we still got 100% Rebels
pick. That's scary. Now, I might have to rethink my pick now. All right, so the whole Las Vegas Sun newsroom now is picking UNLV in this game. For Mike, I'm Case. Thanks, as always, for listening to the Rebel Room.